Welcome to the Research Mama Podcast, an interactive discussion where consumers who recently purchased a product share their insights about what happened on their path to purchase. By listening to the Research Mama Podcast, you get to hear firsthand what led the person to purchase the product and what their experience has been since. And now, let's send it over to Susan Owens, the host of the Research Mama Podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Susan Owens, the host of the Research Mama Podcast. This is our second episode, and today's discussion is about fashion. So welcome back. I am really excited about our guest. She's a woman who recently got invited to a formal event and struggled to find a suitable new outfit to purchase and wear. But before I introduce my guest, I want to pause for a second and explain to the audience what the mission is of the Research Mama Podcast. You know, 15 years ago, I started a business called Murray Hill National, and over the years, it's grown. And one of the things I am most proud of is how I have built a database of more than 4 million consumers. And what makes this database special is the consumers. They have opted in, and they've agreed to answer practically any questions we ask them. Now, call it a superpower, but I have the capability to quickly find a person who meets a specific profile, such as a person who recently purchased an evening gown for a formal event. And I can recruit that person, and I can get that person to appear on the podcast show and talk about the path that led them to their purchase decision. Okay. Now that we've got that covered, let's dive right into episode 2 and talk about the fashion industry. A few months ago, I was working on a project for an athletic footwear brand. No, I can't tell you who it was, and no, I am not going to reveal any confidential information. What I can say to you, however, is that the questions that the brand sought answers to were not about sneakers. They were about fashion. They wanted to understand the person's attitudes about fashion. On this project, my eyes got opened wide about how brands are interested in fashion. Well, anyway, long story short, for episode 2, I thought, let's make the topic be about fashion. So now, without further ado, let me bring out today's guest. She has a master's degree in psychology and is a psychology technician at Houston Community College. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce Chica Aduli Ramos. Hello, Chica Aduli. Welcome to the podcast. Can you share a bit about yourself?
Hi, my name is Chica Aduli. So I'm from Houston, Texas, and I work as a psychology technician at Houston Community College.
Nice to meet you, Chica Aduli. Can you share a bit about what a psychology technician does?
Actually, it's kind of like you act as a therapist. So what we do is that we talk to kids in the counseling section where students come in with their problems and you try to advise them on giving them solutions to their problems. Like, I have financial problems, I need advice.
Oh, that's excellent. The college provides this service to the kids. Thanks for explaining that. So as you know, today's interview is about fashion, and specifically your recent experience with a fashion brand. But before I get to the most crucial part of the interview, I will ask you a few of what I call just for fun questions. And afterward, I'll ask you about your experience with a fashion brand. If this sounds good to you, then we can begin.
Okay, I understand. Sounds great.
So my first just for fun question is, do you currently have any clothes in your closet that most likely you will never wear again?
Yes, exactly. I love the question because one of the reasons, the clothes are now a bit outdated by their styles. So I believe that it's just there in the wardrobe, but I'm not interested in wearing it at all.
Okay, the second just for fun question. Do you think it is rude to walk up to someone and ask them where they got their outfit?
I don't think it's actually rude because you're interested in what the outfit, the brand of the outfit, so where the person got the outfit. So I don't believe it's rude to actually ask someone, hey, I love your outfit. Where did you get it from? So it's not rude.
Okay. Here's my third and final just for fun question. Do you have a person who you consider to be your fashion North Star? It can be a celebrity or a TV personality. Do you have someone like that who you look up to?
I would say one of my role models is actually Beyoncé in regards to her style and elegancy. But when it comes to new casters, actually, there is two I actually love. One of them is Dana Perino. I love her because she has a very good eye for fashion. When she dresses, especially when she has a news outfit with her royal blue turtleneck sweater, it's to die for. And I also like Janice Deans. She really dresses well, especially the color. Her colors are always very attractive.
Wow, great examples. I am familiar with them. So great answer. Now we're at the point in the interview where I ask you about your experience with researching and buying an evening gown. But before I do, I need to take a short break and hear a message from our sponsor.
The Research Mama podcast is sponsored by research firm Murray Hill National. Last year, they paid out more than $4 million to consumers just for sharing their opinions. If you'd like to get paid possibly $100 or more just for sharing your opinions, then check out our show notes and click on the Participate in an Upcoming Project link. And now, back to Susan Owens for the conclusion of today's episode.
Okay, we are back. Now, Chika Aduli, as I said before the commercial break, we are at the part of the interview where I ask questions about your experience with the fashion brand. Can you tell me about the wedding where you needed to buy a new gown?
So actually, the wedding that I attended to was a friend's wedding. It was actually during the summer.
Okay, so how did you find your outfit? Did your journey include going to a retail store?
Yes, I went to a retail store to find it, but I did not really have much good experience, so I decided to try online.
Okay, so you decided to try online. Tell me how the process went.
So the way I researched it was actually, first of all, I tried to use Google. So I tried to like type in like what type of gown, because I was looking for a full length gown that had like petals on it.
That's interesting. Why petals?
So I feel like petals are actually kind of like a celebration, kind of brings out the celebration and everything. So that's why I decided that I needed a gown that really shows those petals.
Okay, so you went to Google and you're looking for a gown and it needed to have petals. What else is important to you?
I needed it to look perfect. I needed it to look classy.
Ha, good one. I hope you did look perfect. But before you tell us the result, tell me more about the brands displayed on Google. And then, how did you proceed from there?
So using Google websites actually now connected me to things like Old Navy, things like Ross, things like Walmart, things like Forever 21. So it gave me an idea to click and see if that particular image of the outfit that I think that I will find is in one of all these company websites. I'm looking for a specific type of design, a specific type of style for the gown.
Very interesting. You're looking for a specific type of gown. You were looking for something with petals. Do you remember how long you spent searching? And what brand did you choose?
I spent hours. Almost close to approximately 3 days. I finally decided, hey, I finally found one identical to the image I had in mind. It was long. It was had that pink, a big pink color with petals that I was looking for underneath. I was able to get the gown finally at Forever 21.
Now, here's the final question of the interview. What did your friend say about your dress?
So the reaction of my friend when she saw the gown is that while she loved the color and the length was appropriate, she was really surprised by the design and how unique the gown was. So it really made me happy and also be able to flaunt the gowns wherever I go.
Well, thank you, Chika Aduli. It looks like we're out of time. Thanks for sharing your story about how you used Google and how it helped you find the perfect evening gown. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And if you want to get paid to share your opinions, click on the link in our show notes. See you on the next episode.